Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Scott Jacobs Show. And I didn't get to do a podcast yesterday because I was working out of town. I had to do a few things. I didn't really have the time to get on here. I'm sorry, guys, if y'all were wanting another show. I'm sorry about that. But today, I wanted to pretty much just random talk, I guess. Not really about anything serious. Just to put my show out so everybody can still get my show. All I know is we're getting a lot of rain and thunderstorms today. I don't know about how it is at y'all's house, but at my house it's like that. I live in North Carolina. Pretty place to live, really. I enjoy it. I love the Great Smoky Mountains and the trails and the hiking. It's a very beautiful place to be. And guys, I don't understand why they are opening up everything with this corona still going around. I know I've said it don't seem to be bad, but if it is, you know, just because I say it don't seem to be bad, I still want things to stay closed for a little bit longer, you know. Give it time to die out, because all these other countries that opened back up, it didn't die out for them. So what is America thinking, not learning from watching other countries? You know, this is crazy. Craziest thing I ever heard in my life. But I wanted everybody to know, you know, I do listen to Alex Jones a lot. He's one of my favorite podcasters. And I know I'm probably going to get banned for mentioning his name, but oh well, you know, take my freedom from me, whatever. You did it to him, you're going to do it to me too, probably eventually. But, anyhow, I just wanted to get on here and put a shout out to my sister. It's her birthday today. Her name's Jamie Powell. I hope you have a great birthday today, sis. And I love you. And I wanted to put a shout out to my homeboy Austin and Cole. I'm glad y'all are still listening and being frequent listeners. I really appreciate it. And then I want to shout out to my old lady and tell her I love her. And that I'm going to miss her tonight, because I'm going to be spending the night up in Tennessee tonight. So I wanted her to know that I love her and I'll be thinking of her the whole day. And in other news, I really ain't got nothing today, guys. I'm sorry, I didn't even prep. I just wanted to get a show out just so it wasn't another day of no shows. I'm sorry about how uncoordinated my show is today, guys. But wish me luck on this and keep me going. Thank you. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Scott Jacobs Show. This is your co-host, Scott Jacobs. I think I was wanting to talk a little bit about Project Bluebeam. You know, this is going to be a new epidemic they're going to create. But, you know, I got a piece I want y'all to hear. I think it's very interesting.
There's a new video this morning that some say may be proof we're not alone in the universe. A UFO in the form of a bright light is seen descending over the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem. The video is said to be taken over the weekend. Then suddenly the light shoots up into the sky. There you see it. Another video from a different angle appears to show the light doing the same thing.
You can see this thing comes down over the through the valley and in the valley, and then it turns and it comes straight. So something traveling that fast, turning at that speed, that low, is just insane.
This seems potentially like one of the biggest stories of my lifetime. And I don't care if it's about UFOs or whatever you call it. Something we don't understand is getting very close to our military aircraft. The government isn't responding adequately, and I hope you keep sounding the alarm on this.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. My God. It's rotating.
I think it will take congressional hearings to get to the bottom of all this.
This is the next big thing that they want the public to be afraid of. Now, they fired this electromagnetic weapon. They collided. Two went down near Roswell, and one was in Bountiful 1951 up in the northern New Mexico desert. Everyone wonders why this conservative Republican president named a five-star general Eisenhower said on his last speech to the nation as he left office, beware the military-industrial complex.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
He wasn't talking about his brethren in the military ranks.
No, he said a technological elite and controller.
We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
People don't realize that Eisenhower, on his watch, lost control of the technology transfer issue around ET spacecraft. They circled the wagons and cut him out. So that's where I get into the Majority Intelligence Committee, MAJIC. It's pronounced magic, ironically, or not ironically. And that is a blend of both corporate and government programs. And I've met with a number of them who are involved at that level. And they all have this agenda to want to control the world through one calamity after another. And the big one they've been planning is to hoax sort of an alien threat from outer space. You know, Wernher von Braun back in the 70s on his deathbed told a member of my team that there was a long-term agenda to hoax a threat from outer space so that sort of the uber global elite, who are really fascists, wanted to take over the planet and unite humanity, not in love and peace or spiritual development or anything nice, but around a fearsome sort of police state conditions, and then they would go through a number of protocols to do that. First, there would be, of course, the Cold War, which they would wind down, replace it with global terrorism, and then global financial chaos, and then the big one, which is the one that they're working on most, that's been very covert in these unacknowledged special access projects, is this hoaxed alien threat. All of this is basically a rest rehearsal for what's coming, and people need to wake up.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, if Project Blue Beam is real, like this video says, you know, what if that is the next pandemic that happens, you know? They've tried everything in the book. They went to all the way to a virus. They've seen the virus ain't working no more. So what's the next pandemic? Let's threaten the whole globe with the alien. So Project Blue Book means they're going to use aliens to pretty much scare the American citizens into doing what the government wants them to do. Just like we did with this pandemic with the Corona 19 virus. You know, it's crazy how the world is getting. You know, I was reading that Bill Gates claims he warned Trump of pandemic risk in 2016. So Bill Gates is trying to claim that he warned about this in 2016. Okay. You know, why is Bill Gates even concerned with a virus pandemic? You know, he's a billionaire. He could do whatever he wants, but just like most rich people, they want to get their hands in, they want to get behind the scenes like everybody else. You know, the world is changing dramatically, guys. I say this all the time, but it really is starting to scare me a little bit how the world is going. The world's something different. But here's another piece of video I want y'all to hear.
And Tucker Carlson, in the first 10 minutes of his show, knocked it out of the park like never before seen. Now, viewers and listeners know that I've gotten sick of Russiagate. We proved years ago it was a hoax to delegitimize the election and try to overthrow our president. But now the chickens have come home to roost. Comey and the rest of the Democrat deep staters have been caught lying to Congress, leaking, trying to set up General Flynn, trying to set up the president and other supporters of America taking control of its own destiny again. But now that Obama is being implicated and that the hashtag Obamagate was number one on Twitter till they removed it, the chickens are coming home to roost. And the real nature of this third world style failed coup is coming out. So here is the first segment of Tucker Carlson tonight that blew it out of the water. This is the final nail in the coffin of that entire hoax. To delegitimize not just Trump, but the American people, and to say that we're Russian dupes. And here's the key. Tucker then lays out how Obama and Hillary and Rice were protecting the communist Chinese, who they are literally in league with. So if you're traitors that have sold the country out to a rising power like communist China, you're going to then say that the American patriots trying to fix things are the traitors, so you're going to blame it again on the Russians. And that's what this has been about the whole time, about projection. And Tucker Carlson, who writes his own pieces, knocked it out of the park. So Carlson's not teleprompter free, but it is his own writing. And so this is his own thoughts, and it's dead on. Here it is, posted at band.video. Please re-upload it to Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, because this information is, again, a grand slam and is critical to we the people taking control of our country and our own destiny again. Here it is. Please share it.
On Inauguration Day 2017, it's likely that not one in 100,000 Americans was thinking about Russia. It was the last thing most people were thinking about. The Cold War had ended peacefully more than 25 years before. Moscow was no longer America's main strategic rival, as it had been for 50 years. Russia had been downgraded instead to the status of a regional power consumed with disputes with obscure places like Ukraine. In the American media, there were more stories about Russian alcoholism than there were about Russian ICBMs. But in the White House in Washington that morning, Russia was very much the main topic. It was January 20th, the last day of the Obama administration. Outgoing National Security Advisor Susan Rice sat down at her desk to write her final memo. Rice described the presidential transition, which had been underway for months. Then she wrote this. During a meeting 2 weeks before, quote, President Obama said he wants to be sure that as we engage with the incoming team, we are mindful to ascertain if there is any reason we cannot share information fully as it relates to Russia. Now, Rice did not explain why Obama's staff felt it might not be possible to give intelligence on Russia to Donald Trump's staff, or for that matter, why the Obama people thought they had the right to withhold national security information from an incoming American president who had just won a national election. But Rice didn't need to elaborate. There was only one possible explanation for this. Donald Trump could very well be a Russian agent. Barack Obama himself said he believed that was possible. In Rice's words, quote, the president asked Jim Comey to inform him if anything changes in the next few weeks that should affect how we share classified information with the incoming team. Comey said he would. Now, what exactly does that mean? Here's what it means. The president of the United States turned to the head of the FBI, the most powerful law enforcement official in America, and said, continue to secretly investigate my chief political rival so that I can act against him. Comey's response, yes, sir. That's what Obama was saying, open. In any normal period in American history, this exchange would define Barack Obama forever. Obama would be known as the disgraced former president who used federal law enforcement to hurt his political enemies. That's what he did. Unfortunately, this is not a normal period. Already today, Obama's order that Comey investigate Donald Trump has been relegated to a little-known footnote. Joe Biden happened to be sitting in the room when this happened. Has Biden ever been asked about that? It's possible he never has been. Most media outlets have ignored the origins of the Russia conspiracy hoax completely. And as a result of that, Barack Obama's plan to derail his successor unfolded with very little opposition along the way, including from Republicans. The entire country, therefore, spent the first 3 years of the Trump administration hyperventilating about Russian collusion that did not exist. Susan Rice assiduously did her part to help it along. Here's Rice in July of 2017, a year and a half later, suggesting on network television that the president of the United States was indeed working for Vladimir Putin.
He's taken a series of steps that had Vladimir Putin dictated them, he couldn't have mirrored more effectively. What his motivations are, I think, is a legitimate question, one that I trust that the special counsel is investigating. But the policies that this president has pursued globally have served Vladimir Putin's interests in dividing the West, undermining democracy.
Does that mean you think it's an open question whether or not he's compromised by Russia?
George, I don't know what his motivations are. I think that's a legitimate question.
In fact, it was never a, quote, legitimate question. It was a reckless slur, the most reckless possible slur, the kind that damages a whole country along with a politician it's aimed at. Rice knew perfectly well there was no evidence at all that Donald Trump had ever worked for Russia. We know that she believed that because she admitted as much under oath in a closed-door hearing in Congress. As Rice explained to the House Intelligence Committee, the reason she was willing to accuse Trump officials of treason against their own country was that some of them seemed unduly worried about the rise of China. Here's what Susan Rice, for example, said about General Michael Flynn. Quote, General Flynn's focus was on China as our principal overarching adversary. He had many questions and concerns about China. And when I sought to elicit his perspective on Russia, he downplayed his assessment of Russia as a threat to the United States. He called it overblown. He said they're a declining power, they're demographically challenged, they're not really much of a threat. And then reemphasized the importance of China. I had seen enough at that point and heard enough to be a little bit sensitive to the question of the nature of General Flynn's engagements with the Russians. Did you follow that? Because Michael Flynn correctly described Russia as a declining power and then went on to criticize Susan Rice's close friends in the Chinese government, Susan Rice concluded that General Flynn must be a Putin spy. This is idiotic and it's crazy. It's hard to believe that Susan Rice was once National Security Advisor of the United States, but she was. Evelyn Farkas was once Barack Obama's Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense. Farkas repeatedly went on television to say there was ample evidence the Trump administration was colluding with Russia. And yet, like Susan Rice, Farkas said something completely different under oath before Congress. Quote, I didn't know anything, she admitted. Now, we quoted Evelyn Farkas saying that on this show on Friday. Farkas responded to us by claiming that we were, quote, missing some key facts. Now, originally, she agreed to come on tonight and explain what those key facts might be. She is running for Congress now in New York. Unfortunately, then, Evelyn Farkas backed out, but we fervently hope she comes back to tell us what those might be. We'd like to speak to Barack Obama, too. That's unlikely, so we'll have to settle for what he has told his friends. On Friday, Obama had a purportedly private call with supporters that, of course, was immediately leaked to the media. In it, the man who sicked law enforcement on his political rivals accused the current administration of undermining the rule of law.
That's the kind of stuff where you begin to get worried that basic, not just institutional norms, but our basic understanding of rule of law is a risk.
Institutional norms. These people are nothing if not predictable. What you just heard, as always, was textbook projection. You see it again and again and again. What they accuse you of doing, they are eagerly doing themselves. The rule of law, yelps Obama. It's almost amusing. The press doesn't find it funny in the slightest. They see no irony at all. They repeat it verbatim with solemn faces. Over the weekend, Chuck Todd of NBC accused the Attorney General, Bill Barr, of gutting the rule of law, of ignoring it completely. And to prove that, Chuck Todd used what seemed to be quite a damning quote. Watch this.
I want you to listen to this, Bill Barr, answer to a question about what will history say about this. Wait till you hear this answer. Take a listen.
When history looks back on this decision, how do you think it will be written?
Well, history is written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history.
I was struck, Peggy, by the cynicism of the answer. It's a correct answer, but he's the Attorney General. He didn't make the case that he was upholding the rule of law.
struck by the cynicism. Chuck Todd, who is married to a political consultant, was just struck by the cynicism. He could barely believe it. He was stunned. Bill Barr didn't even mention upholding the rule of law. Kind of a major omission for an attorney general. But wait, it turns out that Bill Barr did mention the rule of law. It was at the center of his answer. Now, that was a CBS tape. NBC got a hold of it and edited out the words to distort Bill Barr's meaning. We have the real tape. Here it is.
When history looks back on this decision, how do you think it will be written?
Well, history is written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history. But I think a fair history would say it was a good decision because it upheld the rule of law.
Yeah. To be clear, Catherine Herridge did not edit that tape. She did a straightforward interview. NBC News edited the tape. Now, if you're shocked that a news network could be that openly and aggressively dishonest, so buffoonishly dishonest, then you haven't been paying very close attention for the past 4 years. They've been doing it since day one with the Russia hoax, and they don't plan to stop now.
President, in one of your Mother's Day tweets, you appear to accuse President Obama of the biggest political crime in American history by far. Those were your words. What crime exactly are you accusing President Obama of committing, and do you believe the Justice Department should prosecute him?
Obamagate. It's been going on for a long time. It's been going on from before I even got elected. And it's a disgrace that it happened. And if you look at what's gone on, and if you look at now all of this information that's being released, and from what I understand, that's only the beginning. Some terrible things happened, and it should never be allowed to happen in our country again. And you'll be seeing what's going on over the coming weeks. But I wish you'd write honestly about it, but unfortunately, you choose not to do so. Yeah, John, please.
What is the crime exactly that you're accusing him of?
You know what the crime is. The crime is very obvious to everybody. All you have to do is read the newspapers, except yours. John, please.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Bandot Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
It's crazy, ain't it, guys? The things you hear on the news today is just getting out there. You know, these are things that need to be addressed, you know? People just don't want to care to hear it anymore. And then when you try to give people the real news, you know, they run from you, they call you a conspiracy theorist, whatever, you know, just because they didn't see it in the media, you know, it ain't real. I just really don't understand how people function nowadays. It really blows my mind how people are. And, people are crazy. They really are. You know, you could stick your neck out for anybody. You really could. But as soon as you do anymore, this day and time, somebody will bite that neck up and use you for everything you got. You know. But that's the world we live in today, guys. I hate to say it, but everybody's out to use everybody. What can I get out of it? You know, it's what me. That's what this world's became. Me. And now since this COVID-19 disease has happened, you know, this 6 foot distance, social distancing thing, I think it's gonna stick around for a long while. You know, I don't think they're going to do away with that. I really think we are getting ready to see times to be a little different, pal. You know, I'm just reading in a paper that Google is tracking everyone during the COVID-19 pandemic. You know, what if this is true? I mean, what if every time you go on Google, They are writing down your location just because you logged into Google and they know your location. I mean, your smartphones do a lot more than what they tell you. They're spying on you from what people say, you know. Like I said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I just do random news. And things that strike my ears, you know, I want to put in my podcast and let people hear what I like, you know, what I hear. And I've noticed, you know, when I do my little videos on the side, my little shows that I play, you know, I get more listeners that way too. So I'm gonna start doing a little more of that. I'm gonna try to get more people to come on my show, and we could talk. You could hear more than one person talk on my show about different things that goes on, or random talks about whatever we all feel like talking about, you know. But I would like to let everybody know that I give the good Lord up above everything for everything I've got. If it weren't for the Lord, I wouldn't have a good woman and a good home, good children, you know. The Lord bless me with the family I got today. So I feel very blessed. So this is the Richard Scott Jacobs Show. Please stay tuned for my next podcast. If there's anybody out there got comments, I'm on Facebook, the Scott Jacobs Show page. Come follow it, add it. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. I'm on a lot of podcasts. I'm on the Old Republic Podcast, Baker Podcast, Anchor Podcast. I'm on quite a bit, and I want to give a shout out to everybody in India that is listening to me. I've noticed that now people in India are getting my podcast all the way across the world. And that is so intriguing and so cool to know that I'm being stretched across the world. You know, my voice is starting to get heard out there a long ways. You know, I was reading the results yesterday of my podcast that I've done, and I seen there was a few percentage that's been listening to my podcast in India. I appreciate everybody in India that's listening. That's a shout out to y'all. I appreciate the support. And I'm up to 73 followers so far now, guys. My podcast is really starting to take off a little more. Things are starting to look up when it comes to it. I just got to start doing better about making more podcasts. And now that I know I'm being stretched across the world and everybody's expecting my show, I like to get my show as far as China. I like for everybody here. It'd be kind of cool to just see the numbers start rolling in different countries that's heard my podcast. That right there would make me feel so good just to hear it, see that my word is getting to different countries. So as the new countries pop up that's heard my podcast, I will be shouting out to them countries. Just like India right now, I'm shouting out to y'all because thank y'all everybody in India for listening. I know I got a very boring voice and my podcast is wishy-washy, but I'm working on everybody. Just be patient with me, and good Lord Jesus is the only one that can help me through this. Thank you. Have a nice evening.